Coming up on Ask the Tech Guy, can I use that fancy camera I bought for taking pictures for my video calls? Yes, stay tuned. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees LastPass? Can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass manages every entry point to your business so you can mitigate risk in office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. It's time for Ask the Tech Guy. Hello, everybody. I'm Leo Laporte. A question today from Martin. Like many people, I'm having to do more video calls from home. I end up using my iPad because that Dell XPS laptop of mine does not work well. What I'd like to do is use my Nikon D500 and get a really good video streaming setup using my desktop PC. Can I do that? So, it's a complicated. It depends on the capabilities of the camera, and it may depend on having a video capture utility or card as well. Most recently, Canon announced that their EOS cameras had a firmware modification you could download, and then a program you could run on Windows that would let you to use your camera, Canon 5D or other EOS Canons, your Rebels, as video cameras. And by the way, that is a great way to do a Zoom call or a Skype call or a Google meeting or whatever, because those cameras are 10 times better than the little, even if you bought the fancy Logitech cameras, the little, you know, C920 sensor is so tiny, but on your beautiful Canon camera, you spend a lot of money for that. That's got a full frame sensor or a 1-inch sensor, much better sensor. And you may even have a choice of lenses, which means you can do all sorts of, you know, almost cinematic pictures of you. Be careful. You don't want to show up the other people on the call too much. But having, for instance, good bokeh, which is when the background is blurry and the foreground's in focus, don't use that software bokeh built into the Zoom or the Skype apps. That's terrible. It looks awful. But if you do it optically with a lens in your camera, it can look gorgeous. You'll notice many of our hosts, in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. Here are the prerequisites. If you have a Canon EOS, you can download this firmware, modify the camera, run the software on Windows, and then use the USB port on the Canon camera, plug that into your computer, and use it as a webcam. It'll appear as a webcam, and you should get many of the good effects and so forth. Having said that, we've tried it, and at least today, the firmware that Canon has put out, it's a little wonky, a little janky, doesn't always give you exactly the results you want. There's no Mac version. So one option, maybe not the only option, but if you do have an EOS camera, I'd try that first. Many other cameras have HDMI out of the camera. And usually it's a mini or micro HDMI, so you'll need a special cable. That's good, but there's two things you need to figure out about that camera before you'll be able to use it as a webcam. First of all, you need to make sure it can get clean HDMI. That means it doesn't put any of the viewfinder information up on the camera, on the video that you're sending. I mean, that's kind of cool to see the aperture and the shutter speed and the ISO and, you know, the histogram of the shot and the, but after a while, it pales. You'd like clean HDMI out. Many cameras will do that. You also need live HDMI. That is, the ability to stream HDMI out of the camera, in movie mode or not, but without having to take a picture. If your camera will do that, then you're halfway there. We're going to tell you where you can go to get a list of cameras that do that. Elgato.com, which makes software and hardware for this, called Camlink. On their website, Elgato.com, they have something called Camera Check that will tell you if your camera can do clean HDMI out and if it can do live HDMI out. Now, notice a number of EOS cameras from Canon are on here with big X's. That's prior to the USB software that they shipped out. This is over the HDMI port. I've investigated, for instance, on my Sony Alphas, the A7, and there is a setting in there. You have to dig deep into the menu to give a clean output. Unfortunately, most of the Nikon cameras, including I think the D500, are our emailer was using do not. So you're going to have to check to make sure. Now, you might ask, well, why is Elgato telling people about this? Well, they make something called Camlink, which is the other half of this equation. A device, you see, it has a USB connector on one side and an HDMI connector on the other side. This will take the HDMI out of your camera and convert it into the kinds of bits the USB port can see. And in effect, it takes the HDMI and makes it look like a webcam to your software. This may not work with Zoom. Zoom has some finicky things it wants, but it should work with many different programs. I've used it with Skype, things like that. I think this is a nice choice for a lot of people because it's about $100. It's relatively inexpensive, and it's dead simple to use. There, one other thing you might need to do is get a dummy battery pack. Unless you're only going to do this as long as the battery life of your camera, and you don't mind if the battery dies, you know, the call's over, put a new battery in. But if you want to do it for more than, say, 40, 45 minutes, chances are you're going to need to get a power pack that looks like a battery, goes into the battery slot of your camera, but has an adapter where you can plug it in. These are typically sold on Amazon and eBay and other places and are fairly inexpensive. I ordered some for my A7. Sony, and because I want to set up a little home studio, and I think they were $30 or $40. The only issue really is going to be the delay in getting them. As you know, with many things like this on Amazon, it's pretty hard to get them in any reasonable time frame. I had hoped, actually, truthfully, I'd ordered these a couple of weeks ago, and I'd hoped to have them for today so I could show them to you. Instead, I'm going to have to show you the picture because they're not coming in for a couple of days, but this, and again, you're going to get the one that's specific to the camera that you have, but you see it has a what looks like a battery that goes in the battery compartment. But notice this battery has a plug, which you can then plug into the wall and keep your power going on your camera. That's nice if you're going to do a call of any length. So a couple of little bits of hardware. As you can see, this one cost me $26. Not horribly expensive. There's another way to go. In fact, you need this, you know, the Camlink. You need something that's going to take this HDMI and make it look like a webcam to your Dell or any other computer. There's another way to go if you want to get a little more sophisticated. This is more expensive, too. It's $300. It's from a company called Blackmagic Design. They call it the ATEM Mini, and this is actually what I'm using because it allows you to have up to four different cameras plugged into this. And this appears, this box is a switcher. You can switch from camera to camera. You can do picture-in-picture and a lot of other effects. You can even do green screen with this ATEM Mini. And it has a USB port on it that plugs into your computer. So the computer thinks I'm talking to a webcam. Really, it's talking to a fairly sophisticated hardware switcher. The nice thing about these, they're $300. They work quite well. They're very sophisticated. Blackmagic's gotten better and better and better at these. And you see it's a USB Type-C connector on the back that looks to be a webcam to your Dell or whatever else you're using. They came out just a few weeks ago with their ATEM Mini Pro. I wouldn't recommend it. It's $200 more. The big difference is this can stream directly, but that's not what you wanted to do. You wanted to use your camera, your professional grade DSLR or even your point and shoot camera as a webcam. The ATEM Mini is another way to do that. I'm going to do that because I want to set up a home studio where I have multiple cameras, you know, a single, a wide shot, and even a shot from the top down so I can show you things. In fact, I could do this show at home now that I have all of that gear. As soon as I get that battery pack, that's all I need. So, in short, there's a few things you need to do before you can use your point-and-shoot or your DSLR as a webcam. First, you need to make sure it'll do live HDMI. It'll do clean HDMI. You need both of those for a good picture. Then you need a way to power it. And in some cases, these cameras will turn off after half an hour, claiming they're overheated. There's a long story behind that. It has to do more with taxes than anything else. They don't want to be taxed as a video camera. And in Europe, if you can record more than 30 minutes at a time, you're taxed as a video camera. So they artificially stop it. In some cases, these chips do heat up. Most modern cameras, you won't have any trouble with that. And if it does, by the way, stop, you turn it off, turn it back on again, and you're good to go. So HDMI, live HDMI out, clean HDMI out, a battery pack, and then some way to take, of course, you need an HDMI cable. You'll need the kind of cable your camera supports, mini or micro HDMI, to full-size HDMI. And then you need a device that'll convert that HDMI output into webcam input for your laptop. That Camlink from Elgato, around $100, is a very good, very simple choice. If you want to do a multicam setup, spend a little more, $300 for the A10 Mini, and now you can have up to four cameras going in as a webcam. I think that's all you need. Again, Zoom is funny. Sometimes it works with some of these solutions. Sometimes it doesn't. But most of the other video calling technologies will work fine. It's probably worth Googling if you have a particular setup you want to use with Zoom and make sure it'll support it. That, my friends, is how, not inexpensively, and you still face the problem of ordering stuff and having it delayed for weeks, but that is how you can do it. You can't just plug in your fancy camera into your computer and do a Skype call. Thanks for asking the Tech Guy. We would love to hear from you. If you've got a question, email askthetechguy@twit.tv. Ask the Tech Guy brought to you by LastPass. That remote workforce is a vital part of your business, but, you know, it's a security risk, too. Transition from in-office to in-home easily with LastPass. LastPass lets IT remain in complete control over which employees are accessing what. Employees can securely share passwords across teams, and it reduces the risk of phishing schemes because LastPass will never autofill passwords on suspicious websites. Get simple security across every access point with LastPass. Now more than ever, visit LastPass.com/twit. That's LastPass.com/twit. That's it for Ask the Tech Guy. I'm Leo Laporte. See you next Monday.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.